This shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocho Ben Yechiel Zeldov, our unforgettable friends of Chaim Feigenbaum. Yehi Rotzon he should be a Melech Yosha for the entire Feigenbaum family. They should only know Simchas. The topic we will be discussing today, Parshas Ki Teitzeh, is a fascinating one, a relevant one, and we will be touching and dealing with various sugyas b'merchav hashas. It actually is a tshuva I wrote while I was in Europe just 2 weeks ago, summer vacation. I usually go to Europe to be Marbitz Torah, and I did a great deal of writing besides giving a shiur every evening. Spent a lot of time catching up on writing tshuvas shiurim. So the last shiur I gave in Slovenia, I told the olam what's a good vacation from my point of view. If I write here more than I would at home, and I learn here more than I would at home, that's a good vacation. So I really had a good vacation. And one of the tshuvas I wrote was the one we will be discussing today. It has been customary in Jerusalem, probably many other places in the world, at the wedding of a deaf and mute person, a person Chazal describe as a cheresh, she'inenu shomea ve'inenu medaber. The Masad Kedushin didn't say the brocha, berchaseirusin b'shem v'malchus. Lately a complaint has been filed at the Rabbanut in Yerushalayim from organizations. Organizations that care for the deaf, for the handicapped, for those that have limited physical functions, that they see that as an embarrassment and they consider it offensive that at a chuppah of a person that is sensible, smart, functioning, contributing to society, why would he be different? Why shouldn't the bracha be said? And the Rabbonim turned to me to respond. So this is the topic we will be discussing today. Let's just start off with a posik in this week's parsha, Ki yikach ish isha uvo'alo. This is the source of the mitzvah of Erusin. According to the Rambam, it is one of the Tayyag mitzvah shebetorah. Erusin, what we call today Kiddushin. Most of the Rishonim maintain it's a mitzvah saseh. But Rashi learns from this pasuk, fascinating Rashi, Ksuba Sayin Gimel Amad Beis. Koton ein lo kiddushin, a minor cannot be mekadosh, because the pasuk says ki yikach ish isho ish lema'et koton. And many Achoyim ask the question, why do we need a drosha? How do we know a koton can't make kinyonim? Do we have a posuk? How do we know a koton can't give a get? Do we have a posuk? It is a basic assumption, and l'cha'ayre, a simple assumption, that a koton can do any chalois. We don't need a posuk. When Chazal determined that chere shoyt of a koton einom b'nei das, it is self-evident that they cannot do any chalois. What is a chalois? It is a word we, yeshiva guys, use very commonly. I heard a story from a Slobodka Talmud many years ago. Reb Chaska Avramsky gave yeshiva in Slobodka. And one of the boys was pestering him and going on his nerves, as happens many times in yeshivas or in yeshiva audience. And the boy was hacking in karp, a chalois and a chalois. So Reb Chaska stopped the shiur abruptly, turned to the boy and told him, maybe explain to me, what is a chalois? The boy was baffled. Well, what is a chalois? It is a word we use when we don't know exactly what we want to say or convey. No, I will explain to you what is a chalois. Maisim shel Torah fit into two different categories. There are many mitzvahs that the essence of the mitzvah is in the actual act. or deed makes no difference in the status of a certain thing. Kriya Shema Tefillah, Tefillin Tzitzis, Kiddusha V'Avdalta, Matzah Mora, Sikul Olav. These are mitzvahs that we perform. The importance of the mitzvahs is in the act itself, Avodas Elokim. But many halachas and dinim and mitzvahs are ma'asim that alter or change the status of any given thing. Kinyonim change the status of money, of collateral, of mamoin. Memoino shel pleini is transferred l'reshusoi shel elmoini. Hefker gets bailim. What had bailim becomes hefker. Tzadish shoveh shebe kol kinyonim begidrei hamamon. They alter or transform the status of mamoin. Kiddushin alters the status of the woman. She was a pnuya. From now on, she's an eishes ish. Same referring to gerushin. She was an eishes ish. Now she has a different status. Hafroshes tumas amaisis. We had tevel. Achar hafroshes tumas amaisis, we have tevel no longer. Part of the tevel has become truma. Has received kiddushes truma. Part of it has become chulin mitukoni. All these we refer to as a chalois, because al yedei ha'maisa chalim dinim. The status of something is altered. And it is one of the most basic assumptions in Shas and Halacha that in order to perform a chalois that should have validity, you need to be a bar das. And therefore, chereish sheita v'kotn lo yechol kadesh lo yechol garesh. Ein trumos oy truma, as we learn in the first Mishnah Masechet Trumos. Ein lo kinyonim. However, Rashi says, kotn ena kedushin, ki yikach ish isho. Why should we be so surprised with Rashi if the Yerushalmi Masechet Maaseh Sheni Chof Gemara Amud Bei says, how do we know ein matanas kotn matona? That a cotton can give a matana. Parshas Mishpatim, Pasul ki yiten ish velo cotton. How do we know a cotton can be mafresh tumas amaisis? Once again, you will show me. Masechet Trumos Aleph Omed Aleph. I like saying Aleph Omed Aleph. Uncommon. We don't have it in the entire Bavli. But you will show me Trumos Aleph Omed Aleph. We learned that from a pasuk. Ma'es kol ish asher yedvenu libo ish lemayit kotn. So we do see various sources in Yerushalmi regarding kinyonim, regarding tumis. Yes, we do need a pusik. It isn't self-evident. So Rashi obviously has some sort of a source in the Yerushalmi when Rashi says, how do we know a kotn can have kedushin ki yikachish velo kotn? Interesting. But I think the more basic understanding, the more common one is, well, the fact is that in Bavli we don't find these droshes. So obviously it is svora pshuto. A person cannot perform a chalois. It should bear validity only if he is a bardas, and therefore chereshoit v'kotn, shetoram, ein truma osoy truma, as we learn in the first Mishnah in Masechet Trumos. Fascinating historical analysis. More than 200 years ago, the halacha world, the Torah world, was in a big tumult over the get of Kliva. Kliva is a little town, don't even know where. And the Rav of Kliva was Mesader a get, and big questions aroused whether the person was a shaita or he wasn't a shaita. Major controversy. Most of the gedolim of the time voiced their opinion. Lahachme lahakel, it was a big machlokes. And a sefer was printed named Or HaYoshor, in which all the tshuvas were brought together. The tshuva of the Noid B'Yehuda. The Noid B'Yehuda with his big bakias comes up with the Yerushalmi. Trumis Aleph Amid Beis. 2 minutes ago I quoted Aleph Amid Aleph. This Yerushalmi is Aleph Amid Beis. חרש הייתה וקוטן שקידשו, אין קידושיהם קידושין, רבי שמול בנוי של רבי יוחנן בן ברויקה אומר, בינו לבין עצמה אין קידושו וקידושין, בינו לבין אחר אין קידושו וקידושין. So the noyde b'Yehuda is mefalpel. First Yerushalmi, it's a machlokes tanoa whether a cotton does have kedushin or doesn't have kedushin. And the noyde b'Yehuda was only the opening shot. The Beis Meir came along and he said what he had to say. And then the Yeshuas Yankov till the Nesivis. The Nesivis got up and said, "You're all wrong. You have a terrible mistake. This Yerushalmi has nothing to do with kedusha isho. Rather, Kiddush Mei Chatos." And the source of this braisa is in Mesechet Pora, Perek Hei. Well, it is very clear that the Nesivos was right. And even Gedolim, you know, the Noyde B'Yehuda Sar Yerushalmi, Cheresh Shoyte Mekotin Shekidshu, Kiddush of Kiddushin, Ein Kiddush of Kiddushin. Even after the Nesivos clarified this matter in Torah's Gittin, there was some Gedolim that still argue that no, maybe the Yerushalmi does refer to Kiddushin, and Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the phenomenal Goan, in his footnotes on the Yerushalmi, Thomas Aleph Amid Beis, Tzion v'Yerushalayim, those are the goes of Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, and he brings this and voices his opinion as well, and he naturally sides with the Nesivos in Torah's Gittin. When Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon wrote those Hagoas, I think he was about 19 or 20 years old. What a phenomenal Goan, unbelievable. Anyway, so this is a short overview regarding Kiddushei Cheresh Shoyte VeKotan. Shura Tochtoino, it is simple, She'ein Kiddusheim Kiddushin, either, because Rashi quotes, Ki Yikach Ish v'loy koten, or the more basic and simple understanding, Einom v'nei das. One of the three categories that are defined as Einom v'nei das is Cheresh, Einu shomea, ve'einenu midaber. However, we see in Chazal that Chazal in a way did differentiate between the deaf and mute, and those that are halachically defined as shoyte. And they were aware that many people that are deaf and mute have a greater level of understanding than the common shoyte. And therefore, Yavam Eskuf Yud Beis, we find Shechazal Tiknu Nisuin Lecheresh. Chazal did enable the deaf and mute to get married. Kiddushin derabonon, nisuin derabonon, because min haTorah they have a din of shoyte. But Chazal weren't mitaken nisuin l'shoyte, only l'cheresh. And it's quite obvious in that sugya that, in the opinion of Chazal, cheresh has a greater level of understanding and cognitive faculties than a shoyte. The Gemara defines a cheresh as date kelishta. There is also a shita in the Tosefta, in the beginning of Masechet Tumis, that a cheresh is a suffix shoyte. V'choshashin l'trumato. Ein halacha kamoisa, but nevertheless, it is an opinion. Shabbos kuf nun gimel, mishahech shalachor loy bederech. It is an additional source in which we see that a shoyte has a lesser level of understanding than a cheresh, and therefore, mishahech shalachor bederech, צריך לתת את הכיס שלו לשויטה לפני שהוא נותן לחרש. There are many other sources in which it is clear that even though halachically we define the deaf and mute, חרש איננו שומע ואיננו מדבר כשויטה, Chazal were aware that he has more understanding, he is not exactly in the same category as the common שויטה. 400 years ago, two of the great Gedolim dealt with the question. Some people, einu shomea ve'einu medaber, but they seem to be as smart as those that do talk and do hear. Well, if the defining point is dibur, and Chazal says siag l'chach mishtika, sometimes they would be seem to be smarter than those that talk all day. Halochas ketanas chelik beisim elamet ches tzemech tzedek simenayin zayin. These two gedalim both testify, each of them in his respective place, that they recognized that they knew a cheresh that was smart. He was a tailor, a mumche in his profession. Interesting where why all the deaf and mute were tailors. Obviously, suits don't talk, so they didn't have any problem with suits or dresses. Both write that in their town there was a cheresh that was smart, keen, communicated with other people, but nevertheless both are of the opinion that Chazal said, Shoyte, dinoy kishoyte. Maybe this opinion is based on the concept of loy plug. When Chazal define a category, we make no exceptions. That is a very basic axiom in halacha. The vast majority of deaf and mute were shoytim, because in those years man did not yet find the means to communicate, to convey messages, to develop some kind of a sign language. So the vast majority of these people were shoytim, and therefore loy plug. Maybe things will change when the metzias changes. 200 years transpired, and the shaila came up once again in the days of the Divrei Chaim and the Maharam Shik. Because in that time, there already were schools, institutions dedicated to teaching and advancing the deaf, mute people. And many of the Gedolim write that they have firsthand testimony and evidence that these people function normally in society. So the Divrei Chaim, Evan Ezer Chelik Beis Simanayim Beis, writes, if they convey their feelings and ideas by speech, afar pi shelishonam illeget, and they don't have normal speech, only few people really understand what they say, what they want to convey, nevertheless, they would not be considered a cheresh eneno shomea veneno medaber. Limited speech, impaired speech, is still speech. And therefore, dinoy kipikeach lakol dova, that was the opinion of the Divrei Chaim. The Maram Shik says, no, the deaf and mute, even if they learn how to talk, we would consider them like a papagai. You know what a papagai is? I guess very few of you would know what a papagai is. Maybe some of you know a restaurant in Yerushalayim that's called Papagaya. But a papagai is a parrot, or a parakeet, I don't know. A bird that talks. So the Maram Shik says, any deaf-mute person is a total fool. Dinoy kishoyte. If he talks, he's like an animal that was taught to talk. It is quite obvious that the Maram Shik never encountered one of these people. If he would, he would very well understand that the deaf and mute, when they learn how to talk or to communicate, are not like parrots or different animals, but sensible and intelligent people. So the Divrei Chaim says, Dino kipikeh. But even the Divrei Chaim isn't makel, only dealing with a cheresh that has some ability of speech. Afal pi shelishono ileget. But if he couldn't talk at all, and he has no voice, and he communicates by sign language or by reading lips, modern methods of communications for cheroshim, even the Divrei Chaim would not say shidino kipikeach. 200 years more have transpired, and the shaila comes up once again in our time. And Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, Simen Lamed Daled and Mincha Shloimeh deals with the question, and he seems to be in somewhat of a kafakela, On one hand, in our modern society, these people, the vast majority of them, go to special schools, special education, special institutions, but they function normally. They work, they make parnasa, they care for their own basic needs. Some of them are deeply involved in community projects, probably more sensitive to the handicap than normative people are. In Yerushalayim, there's a kollel in which 18 scholars are learning, all of them deaf and mute. They communicate with sign language. Shiurim are given with sign language. The Rosh Kollel is deaf and mute, and they write Chidushei Torah. Well, haven't seen many shoytim learning all day and writing Chidushei Torah. How would we relate to these people? Would we still say to Dinam Kishoyta? Maybe, yes. The Pshem Zalman brings from the Divrei Malkiel, dealing with this dilemma. The Divrei Malkiel says, maybe the halacha shecharesh enenam shomev enenam medaber dinoi kishoyta is halacha lamoishim esinai. Just like the Rosh says in Tshuva Sarosh Klal Tetzayin that the din of kotten that depends on shtei saras v'yud gimel shonim is halacha lamoishim esinai. I did not find the Divrei Malkiel, but it actually is also in the Chasam Sofer. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, even as a chelik beis siman beis, the Chasam Sofer writes efshar vekoroiv levadai that the din of cheresh, the din of kishoyte, is halacha lemoishe mesinai. Very hard to argue with halacha lemoishe mesinai. So maybe, because these people, without special attention and special needs and special education and special institutions, cannot make it, by nature, dinom kishoyte, and that halachic category won't change, even though obviously most of them are normal, intelligent people. So we feel when we learn the Mincha Shleima the tremendous difficulty and yiro, awe, to come along after 2,000 years of halachic misaira, of halachic tradition, and say things today are different. Every Pesach that has true Yiras Shamayim would be awed and instinctively deterred to making such an argument. However, what I want to say is this. L'chumra, we definitely should. Paskin, shidinam kepikchem l'kol dover v'hem chayovim b'kol mitzvah satoira. How could you paskin for people that function, that communicate, that learn Torah, that teach Torah, that write Torah, shem p'tura min ha-mitzvahs? Doesn't make sense. Libi yoimeli, hu emes yore darkoi. Why should this be halacha l'moishe mesinai? Far more mistaver, far more reasonable, that at the time of Chazal, they were shoytim, because we didn't yet devise the methodology how to teach them, how to instruct them. And therefore, at the time, they were shoytim. But when the world changes, because these people don't have impaired brains, they have a handicap, like any other physical handicap. So when times change, and obviously they are normal, functioning, intelligent people, they no longer have a din kishoyt. So l'chumra, we definitely should say, chayav b'kol mitzvah b'Torah. L'kula, it's not nogeh l'maisa. Because the primary area in which there's an nafka mina, whether a person is a bar chiyuva or not, is, could he be moitzi acherim yedei chavosan? And the only way in which a person could be moitzi acherim yedei chavosan is only by him saying and they hearing. But if he's mute and he can't talk, then he can't be moitzi acherim yedei chavosan anyway. So there would not be much of an afkam in halacha whether we say dinom kipikrim lekula. Well, there definitely could be an afkam in halacha. If a person married a woman when he was not a cheresh, he heard and could speak, and then he became a cheresh and then he should have an enemy daber, could he give a get? because the Nisuin were Nisuin Diuraisa, and the get is only Midrabanon. But that is extremely uncommon, that a person should, at some stage of his life, become a Cheresh and Enishomeh and Enomidaber. We're dealing with two different organs and two different functions. So that is extremely, extremely uncommon. So therefore, then, isn't really much nafkamen ala halacha whether we say dinoi ki pikeach lekula or only lechomer. Coming back to our question, could we say a brocha at the chuppah of a cheresh when the chosen is deaf and mute? If we say dinoi ki pikeach, why shouldn't we say a brocha? Even if dinoi ki shoyte, my argument is, after all, Chazal were metaken erusin v'nisuam lecheresh. If Chazal were metaken lecheresh erusin, it is also a mitzvah. Entirely similar to chiyuv chinuch b'ktanim. Kotnas potem in a mitzvah. But after Chazal were metaken mitzvah lekotn, the kotn says a brocha on his mitzvah. The same rule would apply to kedush lecheresh. Chazal were metaken nisuyin lecheresh out of a recognition that a cheresh has the ability to conduct a home, a kesher, with his wife, and therefore Chazal were metaken nisuyin, so one could say a brocha on these nisuyin. So our question has nothing to do whether dina kishoyto kipikeach. The crux of the matter, the essence of the question, is in a totally different area. Who is the one that has to say Berachas Eidosin? Is it the Chosen and the Mesad HaKedushin has to be Mechamel Oitzir Dechavosoy? Or it's the Mesad HaKedushin himself? If the Chosen is the one that has to make the Brocha, the only way the Mesad HaKedushin could be Moitzim is only if he hears, and that is the Din of Shomei HaKoyin. But if he can't hear, how could it be Yoitzir the Brocha? So the basic question has nothing to do with how we relate to deaf-mute people. Even if we would say, like most of the Achroinim, Dinoi Kishoyte, there's no problem mitzad mitzvah serusin. Because if Chazal were metaken nisuyin lecheresh, that's a mitzvah, and the cheresh could say a brocha just like a cotton says a brocha on his mitzvahs. The question is a different one. Who is the one that has the chiyuv of Berachas Eidosin? And this is a shaila that's told in the Machlokes Rambam in Rosh. The Rambam Perek Gimel Melachas Eishes Halacha Gimel says Berachas Eidosin is Berachas HaMitzvah, and therefore it is said Oy V'Lasi Yosam. Rambam L'Shitosoy Melachas Eishes Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Also in Sefer HaMitzvah, Eidosin is a mitzvah to say, and therefore Berachas Eidosin is Berachas HaMitzvah. If it's Berachas HaMitzvah, it rests upon the Chosen because he is the one that does the mitzvah. The Rosh, Toises HaRosh K'subis Dav Zayin, Perek Kamed K'subis Simen Yud Beis, the Rosh maintains Berachas Eidosin is Berachas HaShvach. Because in his opinion, Eidosin is not even a mitzvah to say, it's only a matyah. So Berachas Eidosin is Berachas HaShvach. That is also the opinion of the Ritva and the Taz, and Yordea Simen Aleph Sifkot Yud Zayin. According to their opinion, the Tvuas Shor says, Sifkot Nun Tes Yoredei Simen Aleph, that the brocha is not on the chosen at all. It is on anybody that is present. Anybody present could say Berachas Eidosin, which is Berachas HaShevach, according to the Rosh. Because this mitzvah doesn't rest on the chosen. According to this opinion, one could say Berachas Eidosin, even if the chosen is deaf and mute. He can't say the brocha by himself because he can't talk. He can't be yoitze b'shomei akoinim because he doesn't hear. But it isn't his brocha. It is for anybody present to say the brocha, and therefore there's no problem saying the brocha even if the chosen is deaf and mute. What do the achroinim say? Tshuvas noyde b'yuda, tin yona, even ezra siman aleph. Very short tshuva. And he doesn't really go into the depth of this question, the Rambam and the Rosh. It's a pashtus to the Noi de Biyuda that the chosen is the one that is supposed to the brocha, and therefore he says, if the chosen is deaf and mute, there is no brocha. However, if the kala does hear, maybe we could say the brocha. And the Noi de Biyuda is mesupik whether the kala has to say the brocha or only the chosen. Maybe this depends on the question whether the kala has a mitzvah of erusin or only the chosen. This is a question I dealt with at length in Minchas Osho Masechet Kiddushin Simen Mem Gimel, Minchas Osho Chumash Devorim Simen Mem Havav. So the Noi de Biyuda is mesupik, if she could hear whether the brocha is said, if they're both deaf and mute, there is no brocha. That's the opinion of the Noi de Biyuda, which is correct based on the Rambam. Sefer Tiv Kiddushin Maharal Tzins, one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland, same generation as the Noi de Biyuda. The Maharal Tzins writes, Me'ulam lo shamanu erusin lelo bracha afilu b'nisuei cheresh. We never heard that at the chuppah of a cheresh one doesn't say the bracha. The opinion of the Maharal Tzins is Ika halacha, that this bracha does not rest upon the chosen. And therefore there is no problem saying the bracha, even if the chosen is deaf and mute. The same opinion we find in Shalas HaTshuvas Beis Shloime Simen Pei Aleph. The Beis Shloime lived 200 years ago, almost 200 years ago. Reb Shloime Dermer, he was the Rav of Skola, one of the great poiskim in Galicia. The Chazon Ish was a tremendous admirer of the Beis Shloime. And to me it's no wonder, because his tshuvas are unbelievable. He was a tremendous godel, and Simen Pei Aleph Even Ezra deals at length with this question, and he says, if the Kala could hear, we definitely could say, Abrocha Metam Svek Sveike. Sofek halochek Rambam or halochek Rosh. Halochek Rambam cannot say a brocha if the chosen doesn't hear. In halochek Rosh we could. Even if halochek Rambam, maybe the mitzvah rests upon the kala, not only upon the chosen. So in that case we could say a brocha metam svek svek. But even if they're both deaf and mute, the neti of the Beis Shloime, similar to the Tiv Kiddushin, we could say the brocha. Lemaskona sadvorim, my psak was this. Obviously, it's a machloikis between the Noi de Biyuda on one hand, Tiv Kiddushin and Beis Shloime on the other. The Rambam on one hand, the Rosh on the other. Sofek brochas lekula on one hand. So if a person doesn't feel comfortable saying the brocha, we could definitely understand and we should not try to impose upon him to say the brocha. Pashtus Sahalocha is more noita l'shitas Haramba. And I don't think there is any room to be offended. It is not because deaf and mute people are inferior, but they have a handicap. And in society, people recognize their handicaps, try to overcome, try to compensate in many other ways. But a person that is mute won't complain, why isn't he in the choir? And a person that has a hand that is paralyzed or lacking some fingers won't complain, why ain't they teaching him violin? Those that have polio obviously won't participate in the annual marathon. Well, today we have Special Olympics for the handicapped, but it is still a minority. A person that doesn't have an arm doesn't have tefillin shel yad. If he doesn't have a head, he also won't have tefillin shel rosh. But he'll be missing a few other mitzvahs as well, not only tefillin shel rosh. But if he doesn't have an arm, then he doesn't have tefillin shel yad. So each and every one of us is limited, handicapped in some way. You can do what you can do. So if a person could neither speak or hear, how could he say a bracha? He could still say the bracha in his heart, according to Ravina, Hirur Kedibur, but I don't think they'll be happy about this idea at their chuppis. However, as I made clear in today's shiur, if a person wants to be soimach on the poiskim and to say a proper brocha at the chuppah of a cheresh, yeshlo alma lismoch. It is based on the Rosh and the Ritva, on the Taz and the Tvua Shor, and that is the halachic psak of Maharal Tzins and the Beis Shloim, who are G'dayle Yoylam, Shekol Beis Yisrael Nismach Aleihem. The Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, Elo V'yelu Divrei Elokim Chaim. So today we have discussed an interesting topic, source in this week's Pasha Ki Yikach Yishisho. First, we dealt with the basic assumption that a kotan doesn't have kiddushin. And what is this very basic halacha founded? Then we had somewhat of an overview about the din of cheresh, she'enenu shomea ve'enenu medaber. Then we dealt specifically with the shayla of berachas seidus and at the chuppah of a deaf and mute person. Ki seitze l'machom aravecho unasonei Hashem elokecho biyodecho. Everything I learn in Chodesh Elul is with Elul dikeblik. Not because that's my hashkofa, that's what we have to do. It seems so natural to me because we are in the Elul atmosphere. You can't escape it. It bears down on us. You know, this is Elul. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. So the Zohar interprets this posuk kiseitzel amachom alavecho. It is not only dealing with proper war between nations, between armies, between men. War that is waged b'magenu b'romach b'cherev u'b'chanit with spears and swords and shields, tanks and planes, but also to melchemes hayetzer, to the great war. The Chovis Elvovis brings this famous moshel of a great general coming back from the battlefield with a halo over his head, a victorious warrior. And he met a chosid, and the chosid told him, "You think you're coming back from a great battle. No, you're coming back from a little battle. The great battle is waiting for you at home." The great battle is Melchemes Hayetzer, and why is that the great war? Because most wars by nature have a very clear-cut outcome, regardless of how long they take. We knew the six-day war, 6 days of glory of Nissen v'Neflois. We knew wars that took weeks. Second World War took 5 years. The war in Vietnam took 15 years. You know when to start a war. You don't usually know when it ends. But at the end of the day, b'shoch hakravot, one party is victorious and the other is vanquished. That is the nature of war. Not melchemes hayetzer. Al ta'amin b'yatzmach ad yoyim oyscho, yoychen en kohen godol shemesh b'kehuni gedoy l'shmoinim shonol b'sof nasa tzedeki. You could knock him down to the canvas 100 times. He always is up on his feet again. That is the Yetzer Hara. He's not a human being with human shortcomings. He is never misyayish. He is relentless. He is always back with a vengeance. And Chazal say, Al tamen ba'atzmacho ad yoyim moyscho. That is the great war. That is the big battle. And the Pasuk says, according to the interpretation of the Zohar, Ki seitzel amachom alavecho, unason Hashem elokecho biyodecho. You only have to wage war and you will have siyata d'shmaya, you will be victorious. Habo letaher misayayen loy. How do we wage this war? So on Brochas Dafei Chazal say, Yasek b'toyre, nitzchoy mutav loy nitzchoy, yikro kriya shema, nitzchoy mutav loy nitzchoy, yaske loy yoyim amis. 3 different tactics. Learn Torah. Didn't work. Say Krishna. Still didn't work. What happens if that doesn't work? Obviously, there's no such thing. Must work. Well, the fact is, Chazal don't say, Loi Nitzchoy. What are we supposed to do now? No, must work. Manoy Mer Manedaber. Some of us learn all day, we're in Kailun. All of us say Kriya Shema. Not only twice a day is the basic requirement, we say Kriya Shema four times a day. First time with Tfilas HaShachar, Berchus HaShachar, then Kriya Shema BeBerchuseh before the Shema Inesra, then Arvis, and then Kriya Shema Shalamito. Some of us don't need anybody to remind us Yom HaMisa, especially if you live in Yerushalayim. Every 10 minutes you have a loudspeaker. I know a poor guy that couldn't live in Yerushalayim. He left Yerushalayim. He said he's in a depression. You know, every 10 minutes there's a car outside with a loudspeaker telling us about another Levi. I also know some Kavronim that work in Chevra Kedisha. Not all of them seem to be Lamed Vav Tzadikim. So we learn Torah, we read Kriya Shema. Some of us cannot be Masir Das from Yom HaMisa. If you work in a hospital or you work in the Chevra Kedisha, how come it doesn't work? The answer is a very simple one. For some reason, this is a Mama Chazal that people always start from the middle. What is the formulation of this Mama? Lo'olam yargez olam yetzer ha'tov al yetzer ro shenemar rigzo v'al tachto. Nitzchoy mutav, lo'i nitzchoy yasek b'toyre shenemar imru b'lvavchem. Yikurki ha'shema shenemar al mishkavchem. Yasek lo'i memise shenemar v'domu selo. The first step is not Torah. Le'olam yargiz adam yetzer ha'tov al yetzer ro. Rashi explains, Yase imoy melchomo. You need to be aware that this is war. You need to fight. The greatest army of the world cannot win if it doesn't fight. The greatest fighter in the world cannot win if he doesn't get into the ring. So we learn Torah, we say Kriya Shema, we bury the dead. But if you're not aware that this is war, how could you expect to win? La'olam yargez odom yetzer ha'tov al yetzer ro yase imo milchomo. In order to win, you need to fight. Most of us aren't fighting. So you have the best hardware. You have the most modern planes and the best tanks, but if you're not going to use them, if you're not going to fight, you're not going to win. La'olam yargez odom yetzer ha'tov al yetzer ro yaseimu melchama. If you will try to fight and try to win, these are the tools, these are the tactics. Use them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Barosi yetzer hara, Barosi tavlin toiro. אם אתם עוסקים בה, אין אתם נמסרים בידו. אם אין אתם עוסקים בה, אתם נמסרים בידו. That is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed. Fight, and I will be with you, and you will win. With Torah, with Kriya Shema, with Yom HaMisa. But get into the ring and fight him, because he is your enemy, the Yetzer Hara. And you've come to this world to fight him and to win. And that is the way we could be zeicha l'chayei olam haba. So the posuk says, ki seitzel l'malchama l'avecha. If you will be sincere, you will understand that this is battle. Unasonoi Hashem Elokecha biyodecha, you will have siyata d'shmai. Im lo yachshov emosai. This is the time for Cheshbon HaNefesh, this is the time for Tshuva, this is the time for Melchemes HaYetzer. Let us all have Siyata D'Shmaya in this big battle. We should all come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be Zeich in this Chodesh Elul. L'Tshuva Tefillah, Mitzedoko, V'Mazen Tovim. We should all have Ksiva V'Chasim Etoiva, B'Sifron Shel Tzadikim Gemurim. This coming year should be a Shnas Geula v'Yeshua, v'Bias Moshiach Tzedkeinu, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, Amen.